Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Earlier in the pandemic, it was a theme that we saw pretty much across the board back then out of necessity, as a lot of studios really leaned into streaming. Disney, the major mover there among them, really leaning into streaming and maybe pulling even some big releases here in the theaters when those were closed down. But as they've opened back up, looks to be a change in strategy there as Disney once again leans back into theatrical releases. And for more on the impact there, I want to bring back onto the show Kelly O'Grady, .LA chief correspondent and former Disney senior analyst, joins us once again. And Kelly, good to be chatting with you again. On this, because, you know, this was really their saving grace, I guess, in the pandemic to have the streaming option to release these things. But how big is it to see them shifting back full on into theater?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me back, Zach. This is really big. I think you need to think about this, though, in the context that when you release a movie solely on Disney Plus or, you know, at the same time, you're limiting yourself to your Disney Plus subscribers. And now they have a lot, but it's not the same as when you do a wide release. I think the second thing for me is that this proves out the theory that blockbusters will likely always be big theatrical releases. When you go see a Marvel movie, at least in my household, it's an event, and it's so much better of a consumer experience to see it in theaters. And it's also better for Disney when it comes to that downstream revenue. It makes me go buy more consumer products, be excited to go to the parks and interact with my favorite characters. The other thing for me is that with that whole Black Widow ScarJo lawsuit, that was a lot of bad press, and it was potentially going to necessitate a renegotiation of how talent contracts work in a streaming first world. So this allows them to kind of put a little bit of a stop on that with their key talent and just capitalize on the fact that people are interested in going back to the theaters. Shang-Chi smashed Labor Day holiday weekend records pre-pandemic and during the pandemic. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah, no, to your point, I mean, on the ScarJo stuff, that was around issues in regards to how much she would have been paid because there was an impact there in the theaters. And that was really always this kind of back and forth we were talking about ever since the pandemic started in terms of how theaters would be looking at the studio, whether this would be the death of theaters. But to your point, really hard to replicate the viewing experience. So when you look at maybe the days that they're going to be holding these out of theaters, or rather when they're allowed to see them in theaters and then added to the streaming platforms, 30 days in the case of Encanto, 45 days for West Side Story. I mean, where do you see that maybe all shaking out in terms of theaters first, then streaming platforms after? What's the end result of the pandemic?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that shortening of that window, which we did see during the pandemic too, that 30 days, 45 days, I think you're definitely going to see that remain. I mean, studios have a lot more negotiating power than they did previously with theaters, which are just basically holding on at this point. I'm sure everyone at AMC breathed a sigh of relief when Disney announced that the rest of their slate this year would be coming to theaters exclusively first. You know, I do think, though, that this isn't the end of the day and date for Disney or for any of these other studios. I mean, Disney, I commend them for being strategic and allowing flexibility. They didn't commit fully like Warner Media did with releasing their entire 2021 slate on HBO Max. They said, hey, we're going to pick and choose. We're going to evaluate what makes sense during the pandemic. But I think you're also going to see them to continue to evaluate coming out of the pandemic, because there are going to be some movies that make sense for that big release, right? When Avatar comes out, you're going to want to see that in theaters. But maybe there are some of those more family-friendly movies that are going to do better at home, that are going to allow them to connect or collect so much more data on families that are ultimately going to go to the theme park. And Encanto would be one of those. So I think this isn't, you know, heralding that this is what Disney's going to do solely in the future, but we're going to see them be strategic and pick and choose.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you could put your senior analyst hat back on when you were in the important meetings there at Disney. I mean, you know, we always had this kind of discussion of the increased profit that would come. But to your point, a smaller, I guess, bucket to really pull from in terms of Disney Plus subscribers. So, I mean, I wonder how much financially, you know, the picture might be changed there when you think about the higher profit margins on the streaming side, but smaller amount of people to get out to. What the breakdown looks like for investors.
Yeah. So I mean, the nerd in me comes out when we do this math, right? So when you buy something on Disney Plus, that premiere access fee, it's $30. It's going to be $30, whether it's just me watching it or it's you, me and all our friends, right? Rather than getting a ticket for each of that. But Disney, you know, keeps 70% or 100% if you actually buy it directly from DisneyPlus.com. That's better than that 50-50 split that they've had in the past with theaters. But we don't have a sense of how many people are actually purchasing. Disney has been very tight-lipped, except with Cruella, which was a resounding success for them in terms of how many people are buying. But that other piece, that data, is so, so, so important. And that's why I do think you're going to see them continue to release some of these day and date or with that shorter window. Because, you know, to be able to target me, to know that I watch Frozen 50 million times, that I'm interested in Cruella, that's going to be important when I go to the parks and they're saying, okay, we're going to target Kelly O'Grady with these characters and these promotions and such. But that is offset with the fact that, you know, hey, you need to create more fans. You can't just continue monetizing your core Disney fans. You need to bring more people into that Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars family and whatever other families they're creating in the future. And that's where that big theatrical release comes in.